Time now for your letters. Last week, I spoke with author Bonnie Ruff about her book, Carrier, Untangling the Danger in My DNA. In it, she writes about her decision to terminate her pregnancy after discovering the fetus would be born with a debilitating genetic disorder. We heard from many of you about the interview, including Elizabeth Mendel of Santa Maria, California. She writes, I was very interested in your interview with the woman who had genetic testing and decided, based on the testing, to have an abortion. My problem is that your interviewer would not use the word. She had an abortion. Thank God it is legal and she had the choice. This is exactly why abortion needs to remain a safe and legal option so that women can make choices like this. NPR does not help the process by being afraid to even use the word abortion. We also heard from Chuck and Jody Monastra of Farmington Hills, Michigan.
As parents of two children adopted from Korea, we were absolutely appalled by the statements and choices of this author. Not only did this couple choose to pursue a biological family, knowing full well the potential negative outcome, the author then tries to morally justify the choice to terminate a pregnancy. With so many children in the world who need and deserve loving families, the selfishness of their choice is extremely disappointing.
Last week, we also broadcast a report about a new sea otter exhibit in California, sponsored by the oil company BP. It opened just weeks after the disastrous oil spill in the Gulf. On our website, J.D. Shawl of Louisville, Kentucky, wrote about his visit a few years ago to the aquarium in New Orleans. One of the exhibits featured sea life under a simulated oil rig. He says, on the wall were about 15 different oil companies that had donated to the tank and a sign telling us how important oil platforms were in ocean ecology. It was ironic then and sad now. And from Jennifer McClung in Athens, Ohio, we live in a world of dualities where an obnoxious petroleum company like BP can both drill for oil in the ocean as well as donate money to worthy nonprofits. We can be cynical about it, we can be judgmental about it, but guess what? We are all consumers of the petroleum that BP and other companies produce. We want to hear from you. To write us, visit our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. You can also leave a message in the comments section of our online stories. And we're on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.